Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Exquisical. This is the podcast that has all the questions, but history's proven very few of the answers, unfortunately. We'll see if we can change that today with our contestant, Dane Simpson.
Woo! Yay!
How you doing, mate?
Yeah, good.
How's your recovery? We had a few bevs last night.
Yeah.
I had a tough day. I had a rough one.
I don't get hungover very often.
Okay. Small flex there.
Oh, it's quite scary, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That means I'm having too much of a good time.
Oh, yeah. Too frequently, you reckon?
Yeah, brah. Mm. But, yeah, it's... my dad's blood runs in my veins, and I think that's where it... Yeah.
Any reason to get to a pub?
Basically?
Pub trivia?
Yep.
Get down to that much?
Yeah, we run trivia.
Oh, you run trivia?
In Wagga Wagga.
Oh, you run the Wagga trivia?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Today you're on the other side.
I am. And it's... I just talk the talk. Mm. I don't actually look up the answers.
Oh, someone else writes the
questions? Yeah, my partner.
So. Oh, great.
Yeah.
I don't even bother doing that. I don't even have someone write that. I just buy the newspaper. So, there we go. Well, you have a brains trust here today to help
Brilliant.
You out, to assist you. So, it's not all on you. First of all, let's say hello to Trish the Witch.
Hi, guys.
Thank you so much for being here, Trish. Oh, or is it Trish? Do I always...
It's just, you can just call me Trish.
Just Trish? Yeah, okay,
I always
sure.
say, everyone will know me. Like, Trish is... witchy, she's bitchy, and she's hella itchy.
Really? You don't have a spell for that?
No, I think it's like when I gather ingredients, they don't agree with me all of the time.
Oh, yeah. Know? So you actually go out and like hunt to gather all your...
Of course. I mean, you can't just buy Eye of Newt, you know? I've got to find it.
Yeah.
Eye of Newt seems to be in everything.
Yeah. It's in everything. You're right. And yeah. I think I'm allergic to it. I get a huge rash every time.
It's like a dog allergic to grass. You know, it's like, it must be annoying to be allergic to one of the main things.
Yeah, the main thing. Like, you can't, you can only do like a doomsday spell without it. So
I imagine being a witch is very popular. Like, I mean, like, a lot of people would have a use. Are you well employed? Are you?
Yeah. Like, I've got like a vermillion Insta followers and like they love my witch tips, my weekly bitch tips and my remedies for itch tips.
So they're really the three areas.
That's my kind of like main jam, yeah.
Yep. If any questions come up about
it, if itching. Anything comes up about them, Dane, I'd love to help you.
Oh, perfect.
I talk to the fates sometimes too, so you know.
Talk to the
fates, you know, the like fates. What's gonna happen.
Oh, the talk to predict the future.
They predict the future.
Mm-hmm. How many?
I thought you meant like a school fate.
Yeah. Oh, I talk at fates, like if they pay me enough, yeah.
Talk at fates about fates.
Yeah, about the fate or the fate of the planet. Not good, guys.
Well, thanks for being here, Trish. We also have on the Brains Trust today, it's a big hello to Big Aussie Dad.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah,
bloody done my back in. I don't know what is this exactly. I don't.
So we do a quiz each week.
Yep.
And yeah, so we're trying to get the highest score possible for Dane here. And you'll just sort of be.
That just sounds stupid. But yeah, no, that's.
You'll just be pitching in, like, on any question.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so. You know, if you need any advice or whatever, I know a lot about the bill.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever seen
the bill?
Is that
still on?
Well, no, it's not. It's not still on. But you know, Channel 2, they often do the repeats or what have you.
Yeah.
On the main bit.
On the main bit. TV Plus. You got TV Plus.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what.
Now, it says here you were voted most dad.
Yeah, that's right. In the National Dad Pageant of Australia, I won the most dad. I won with my, well, I mean, obviously with all the different things. There's a segment where everyone has to loudly say, oh, I'm going to the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And like I went, oh, I'm going to the toilet. And then they went, yeah. You know, so yeah.
And do you nominate yourself for that, or did one of your kids?
Oh, I don't know how the system works. It's just a big muck around. It's like I've got the forms and everything. Someone nominated me. Yeah. One of my kids, I guess. I don't know precisely.
Big family?
Oh, big enough.
Big enough.
Oh, it's just too bloody big. They all fit in the Tarago. Relatives and always coming around. Oh, yeah. Sick of it.
Do you get the Herald Sun? On the weekend?
Yeah, I like the Herald Sun. I like that. What was the little cartoons they used to have in there? They were all right, but you know, I like the paper in general. I don't really like the news much on the telly, except for the channel. There's a 7 Mate.
Yeah.
And I like that. That's got some good stuff on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not really like, news, but you've got
Ice Truckers.
Yeah. Some of that stuff's all right.
Yeah. You've been on the cartoon page. I think they keep the quiz on that page as well.
Oh,
do you ever turn your mind to that?
I don't really go in for quizzes. It's too much thinking and mucking about.
Oh,
I don't really.
Hate this. Yeah. Question one.
All right, we're delving in.
Question one. In relation to diamonds, what are the four C's? In relation to diamonds, what are the four C's?
Oh, gee. I reckon I've been called one of these.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Do you like bling?
No, oh, not really. Diamonds, not in particular.
Yeah.
I am engaged though, so I did.
You had to buy a diamond.
I did it on stage, so I claimed it back on tax.
Did you?
It was a bit, you know.
Yeah.
And
does that mean do you have to keep doing that bit now?
If I'm losing people,
have to keep coming.
If I'm losing them, it always gets on my board.
Can you come to the show tonight, Dale? I've got to propose to you again. What about you, Trish the Witch?
Well, I mean, I obviously love crystals. Mm-hmm. Except I did cleanse all of my most recent crystals under a blood moon. So it's kind of imbued them with a really dark, powerful energy. And actually all of my exes have died now. Unrelated though, I think. Just kind of became too powerful. Yeah. And my mind smote them. but diamonds, I don't really use that much in my in my practice, but I think like one would maybe be like clarity. Ooh. Of like seeing the future in them and what else? Cut. Yeah, cut.
Are you engaged or married?
Oh, married to the, you know, the ball and chain.
Yep.
As you'd say. I don't know what's going on with diamonds. I don't, like, it's a bunch of rot as far as I'm concerned. It's like they're so expensive. Just what do you need all this crap for? That's what I get. The four C's, crap. It's just all this money. Just chuck it down the toilet. You might as well just dump it down the toilet, and flush it down and muck it down and just get it down in there in the sewer.
Did you have a big wedding? Did you?
Yeah, it was so. Just everyone's there, and then you're out there, and you're like, I just want to sit down for once.
Yeah,
you know, just.
Yeah,
it was fine. Honestly, it was all right. Like, you know, but I did the whole get you married and whatever, and then get that done and get it sorted. Just get it done. That's what I say. You know, you want to get married, just get it done and dusted. Get it. Just go down, do a little sign up job at the whatever you call it, and just
put it a bit easier.
Get it done. Yeah.
Do you know crystals are also really pretty colours, Dane? So maybe colour might
Ooh.
Be one.
Colour could
maybe
be
as well as crap, of course. Great suggestion.
good suggestions. Yeah. Trish has, I reckon, nailed a lot of them there.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go clarity.
Clarity. Clarity is definitely important.
Color, mm-hmm.
color.
Mm. Carrot.
Ooh,
are they in carrots?
Carrot's good. I was gonna say cut, but yeah. carrot is.
That's four.
Yeah,
you could say both if you wanted.
Well, I think color.
I mean, use me now because clarity. This is really probably the only thing in my wheelhouse.
color, clarity,
yeah,
carrot,
carrot,
and color,
and color cut. Again.
Oh, yeah.
yeah, it's they're pretty
so
out
two
when
colours,
they've got good colour.
Duck, dip, dive, yeah. dodge.
Question two.
I'd reckon, colour, clarity, cut.
And
carrot.
Too many C words everywhere. So just clarity, cut, it's like a tongue twister.
I hope it's less confusing going forward. Question two. Founded in London in 1844, the YMCA was originally known by what non-abbreviated name? Founded in London in 1844, the YMCA was originally known by what non-abbreviated name? Big Aussie Dad, did you ever go out on the gap year when you were younger? Did you do
I don't know what a gap year is.
You know, you take a year off, you head out, stay in the hostels.
I don't take a year off. I get out, you bloody do your school, you get out, you do a bloody day's work.
Yeah, exactly. Get stuck in straight away.
Straight into work.
Did you apprenticeship? You take up an apprenticeship?
Yep, in, you know, big train... Big trains. Did an apprenticeship in big trains. And I just you put them down, you smash them together, you fix them up, you rock them up, you get the rocks in them and you move them around.
So big trains, you mean like the really long...
The long trains,
like
yeah.
the coal trains.
Yeah, the big boys. Yeah, the biggest of the lot. I just said, give us the biggest one you got and I'll just muck around with that one. And I've been doing that ever since. And what was the question? What were we even talking about?
The question was, founded in London in 1844,
the YMCA
was originally known by what non-abbreviated name?
Wouldn't have a clue. I've never been to London. I'm not interested in it. I don't know about it. I don't want to know about it.
Mm. Doesn't come up a lot on 7 Mate London, does it?
There's nothing on 7 Mate about YMCAs or London.
Have you stayed at the YMCA before?
Well, I mean, obviously I am like really young and hot now, as you see me, but spiritually very old as a witch. And I actually...
How old are you?
In presenting years or actual years?
In actual years, in human
years. No, like 1,200.
1,200?
Yeah, 1,200. Bloody hell.
Yeah, a bit of time.
That's insane.
I'm tired.
Yeah, yeah. You see a lot.
Yeah.
But I actually do find YMCAs really good for collecting men's pubes, which is really important for my seduction spells.
<That's>
really important ingredient.
That's
so,
yuck.
And not allergic to that. But I think YMCA, it's something about like a young men's, club association or cultural association.
Young men's
pube center.
Curry.
Curry.
Yeah.
Could be curry.
It could be curry.
Stayed at the YMCA before.
I stayed at a few hostels.
Mm.
I don't know if it would have been a YMCA. Probably. Mm. Roaming around the world.
It's probably young men's.
Young men, yep. I'm gonna go.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with the village people on this. young man.
But was it a different one though? Is that what you're saying? It wasn't YMCA. It was like, you know, BD213 or whatever.
Well, I think they're basically saying what does it stand for? It was originally known by what non-abbreviated name?
People
just got sick of saying the whole thing.
I was trying
to
think of another abbreviation, and I've figured it out now in my mind.
Association.
Certainly association.
Say.
Do you want to put curry or you go your own way?
Yeah.
Oh, the country?
Country?
Yeah.
Maybe it's more of a city thing, wouldn't it be?
Citizen.
Yeah. Young Men's City Association.
Oh, that doesn't sound right, does it?
I mean, London is a big city.
It's true.
Yeah.
So that might help you, Dane.
That's where it was founded.
Yeah, let's...
we'll stick with country.
All right, we'll put down country. Question three. What beginning with S is another name for Bigfoot, a large, hairy creature thought to inhabit wilderness areas of the United States and Canada? Have you ever seen Bigfoot?
Yeah, we're actually good mates.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a good lover, actually. Oh. just on the DL. we've had a few wild nights. But,
wow.
You know, a bit cold at his house and no bottom sheets, so not good enough for Trish, you know what I mean?
Well, you've really travelled around.
Yeah, I mean, I've had some time on my hands, so mm-hmm. yeah. I get around. But Bigfoot, I mean, I call him Steve, so maybe Steve.
Mm.
Yep.
Could be Steve. What beginning with S is the other name for Bigfoot? He's probably come up on Seven Mate a few times, Bigfoot.
There's a lot of different shows about Bigfoot and whatever. Yep. You know, they'll sort of go into them and say, you know, here's this Bigfoot. You know, I don't believe in it myself.
You don't believe in it?
No.
No?
I mean, if there's such...
Oh, he's real.
Well, you say that, but, you know, I don't know what you're on about half the time. Like, you're sort of talking about crystals and magic and 1,200 years and whatever. I don't know what's going on.
Do you not believe Trish the Witch?
No. Not for a bloody hot minute.
What?
I reckon... You're telling bloody porgies out here somehow, you know?
Oh, like, my God, so rude.
Well, I'm not going to try and, you know, whatever, get in your grill about it. Is that what they say? Grill?
Get in your grill.
Get in your grill? Is that a thing that the kids are saying?
Up in your grill.
Up in your grill?
Yeah, you pathetic old man.
Well, okay, well, I'm only 30. That's the thing, I'm 30.
30.
Anyway, I don't know. Shane is what I reckon he's called. Shane.
Steve or Shane.
Yeah. Steve or Shane are the best options so far.
Yeah, well, that's...
Yeah. Yeti?
What other names are there? Sam, Steve. Well, you said Steve.
Yeah.
Do you know this one?
No. So
Maybe is Sasquatch.
Oh, that's
bird wheel, that one, yeah, Sasquatch. Yeah. He doesn't like it. It's actually a slur.
Squash.
But, yeah.
Like a squash, like the plant? Like
Sasquatch. What's a squash? Yeah, because he has big feet.
What's a squash?
What is a squash?
It's a type of...
It's like a tiny little pumpkin? Yellow... Is it a type of pumpkin?
Is it a pumpkin? Or is it like a zucchini?
Yeah, it's more like a zucchini.
Mm.
It's yellow.
Has that got anything to do with Bigfoot?
That's...
trying to put zucchini.
So call him Mr. Squash Man.
Zucchini.
Yeah.
Zucchini.
Does he... Zucchini?
Zucchini.
Could be zucchini.
Could be.
Hang on. My friend, Sue, hang on, is wearing a zucchini.
Zucchini.
There's a joke in there somewhere. Yeah. I'm trying to put the puzzle pieces together in my mind, you know? Like it's like
Steve, Shane, or maybe Sasquatch is...
I'm going to go with the slur.
I think that's a good call. Question four. Is the process of a gas turning into a liquid called condensation or evaporation? Is the process of a gas turning into a liquid called condensation or evaporation? Did you study science at school?
I had to. But that's about it. Played with the Bunsen burners.
Mm. Yeah,
I went to a public school in Wagga Wagga, so everyone's more educated than me.
Yeah. I mean, you must do this all the time.
I obviously love chemistry because I'm like really into potions and brewing and a lot of chemical principles in there. Actually, Aussie Dad, so you know it is pretty important stuff.
Where did you study? You went to TAFE, you went to Wagga Public?
No, I didn't go to TAFE.
Sorry.
I went to train school.
Oh, you went to train school.
Train school.
That's where you were trained.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're all right, mate. You're all right.
Yeah, I actually went to TAFE.
You went to TAFE. You did go to TAFE.
Yeah. Which TAFE?
TAFE?
Yeah, which TAFE?
Sorry, which TAFE?
Which TAFE?
Yeah, which TAFE?
Which TAFE?
Yeah, which TAFE?
Which TAFE did you...
Yeah, which TAFE?
Stop this crap. He's saying which TAFE, as in which TAFE did you go to?
Yeah, which
TAFE. And you're applying with which TAFE, as in a witch with a broomstick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't muck about like this. It's which. And it's which TAFE. Yeah. Just shush up and move on.
Did they teach you anything about condensation or evaporation at which TAFE?
Yeah, I think it's condensation. I mean, yeah, it's
process
TAFE.
Of a gas turning into a liquid, condensation.
Gas into a liquid. That sounds like a wet fart. No, I'm sorry. That was.
Yeah, you're being rude now.
No, that was actually pretty off colour.
Yeah. Are you famous for your fart
disgusting
jokes?
Disgusting, mate.
No.
My brother does them sometimes. Uncle Keith.
Mm-hmm.
But I
don't think we got your name, actually. It just says Big Aussie Dad.
Yeah, you got my name, Big Aussie Dad.
Okay. Do you want to put condensation?
Yeah, absolutely. I went to school with a kid named Sation, and my dad would always make the joke condensation. Like, as in...
His name's Sation.
Yeah, his name is Sation.
That sounds like your life is trying to tell you something, and I think you should listen.
100%. You
know? Yep. Okay, condensation it is. Question number 5. Who fronts the English rock band High Flying Birds? High Flying Birds. You've got a record player, Big Aussie Dad?
Oh, I got
CDs, tapes?
I had a tape player.
Tape deck? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I listened to, what's his name? Meatloaf?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Got a couple of Meatloaf tapes.
I used to have a tape deck. I used to listen to Californication all the time.
I don't know what that is.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, I don't know. I don't listen to sort of newer stuff.
Yeah. Sorry, you're 30, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
30 years old.
Yeah.
Well, 20. I'll be 30 in a couple of months.
Yep. And you listen to Meatloaf on your tape.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. Yep.
Did you see him at the footy? Play the grand final.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Mm. I loved it. People were like, "Oh, it's not very good." Shut up. You do better. You get up there and you do better. I challenge anyone to get up there and do better. He did all right.
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
Are you having a
Leave
band?
Meatloaf alone.
Did you form a band when you were at school or at train school?
No, but I sometimes play acoustic guitar
around the fire. Yep.
No, not really around there. Like I've set my garage up. It's actually pretty clever what I've done is I've sort of put a little bar up there and I've put a little sign that says Dad's Bar.
Yeah,
And I sort of hang out there a lot and just sort of play the old acoustic and sort of think about what it would be like if someone came in and we could talk and then I'd go, hey, you know, and they'd go, g'day.
Mm. What a dream.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, what a life that would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sound really happy.
Oh, yeah, no, you know, I mean, you know.
A bit of, I'd do anything for you, but I won't do that. You'd spin that on an acoustic.
Oof. Hello, Christmas. That's a good one. That's a good one.
What is it that he won't do in that song?
That's the mystery.
All right.
You know, it's like a puzzle. Meatloaf's music is like a puzzle piece that you have to unlock, and I've spent my life trying to unlock. Sorry, I'm just getting emotional. thinking about Meatloaf.
Yeah. Trying to unlock.
Yeah. Trying to unlock
what's
the puzzle.
Underneath Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Mm. But who fronts the English rock band High Flying Birds? That's the question.
Never heard of them.
I'll pass. Yeah. No, don't know. Do you know High Flying Birds?
I've never. I'd hate to sound a lot like Big Aussie Dad right now, but I've never heard of them.
Do you know Oasis?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. They went their separate ways. Noel Gallagher.
Oh.
Noel Gallagher formed a new band. Gallagher and the High Flying Birds.
Really?
Yeah, that's true.
That's very interesting.
It's disappointing that I know that.
It's giving us the answer on that one.
That's Noel Gallagher, yeah. Well, we work as a team.
Yeah, okay, great. Go.
Yeah.
Good job.
They just publicly fight each other.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, it's
they really
sexy.
Go at each other. Does it sound?
Do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Have you slept with either of the Gallaghers?
No, both.
Both? Mm-hmm.
That's actually what they fight about. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it's not public.
All this sex talk. No more sex talk.
I mean, yeah.
How many kids do you have?
Oh, I don't know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 2.
2.
Yeah. I've got 2.
Noel Gallagher? I'll put Noel Gallagher?
You should
put Noel Gallagher. Question number 6. According to the Bible... What is the opening phrase of the Ten Commandments? According to the Bible, what is the opening phrase of the Ten Commandments? I guess you're sort of...
Yeah, kind of a bit new for the Bible.
Yeah.
But I would assume like, listen up, bitches, or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, something kind of like commanding and cool.
I would have thought that the Christians wouldn't... They don't like witchcraft very much, do they?
No.
Sort of
but I do like a you know like a church organ, a bit of spiritual music, so mm-hmm. you know.
And you can go in there, you don't spontaneously combust or anything when you get into
totally
a church.
Totally fine. Uh-huh. So yeah, it's actually a great place to brew potions. So
Is it? Yeah. The church is a great place to brew potions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just like, you know, all power is in this world and it's present and you can just harness it. And I think it's actually where I'll do my eventual doomsday spell and destroy the planet, just when I'm kind of like bored of it, you know?
Yeah.
When surely you're bored a good source of holy water.
Great source of holy water. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That that does make me itch, though. So that's a rashy one. Another rashy ingredient.
Go to church. Big Aussie Dad?
No, but I do actually know this one. I've got the Ten Commandments up on on the bar in my garage.
Thou shalt not.
It's like Dad's Ten Commandments.
Right.
And it'll be like, I've bought it from a shop, and I assume they're the official Ten Commandments. I'm not sure, but first one is one, ask the wife. two, I don't know, I just work here. Three, always in the mood for another beer. Four, no, I've gone fishing. And then there's just a bunch of other crap ones somewhere in there. But the first one is ask the wife. So
ask the wife.
I think, that's...
Well, your two options so far, Dana, what up, bitches, or ask the wife. they're both on a theme, it seems, but... I don't know.
I won't swear to God or whatever that that's the official Ten Commandments, but they told me it was when I bought it.
So you read the Bible?
No.
I once tried to read the Bible.
Oh, really? Why?
No, just to like see what the big deal was about.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't religious or anything.
Or dying.
No. But then like one of the early chapters is really just a list of names that's... Like
really?
I think it's the third chapter.
Yeah, I had a squeeze numbers. At it once, and it was just like, just tell me what you want. Like, write a fucking, sorry to swear, but write a fucking story.
Yeah.
Clear and just, you know, like Die Hard. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just like, you go, there's a terrorist, get in, get him. Yeah. Like, there's a story there. The Bible's like, and then Beelzebub and what's his name something or else.
There's a reason why his listicles are really the only thing that comes up, you know? Mm. Like, ten commandments.
Yeah.
Easy,
yeah.
efficient.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
But technically,
they're thieves and not terrorists in Die Hard. But
there you go.
Oh well. Okay. Well, good on you.
That was the twist.
Just distracted by the action.
That's right. I mean, you have got me there. I respect it, mate. I do.
The opening phrase.
Opening phrase. I mean, do they mean like, what's the first commandment?
Yeah, or I was even like, thou shalt not.
Thou shalt not?
Yeah, would that be your opening? Kill?
Maybe thou shalt not kill, until you make your doomsday spell.
Kill should be a number.
Have you ever killed anyone, Trish the Witch?
Not on purpose.
just some spells went bad.
Well, yeah, sometimes you just get really powerful. I told you about that blood moon, so yeah.
Question 7. April O'Neil is an ally and friend to which fictional superhero team?
Love this.
April O'Neil.
Ninja Turtles.
An ally and friend to...
Yeah, superheroes are actually made up, so...
That's the one thing I know about in this world. It's the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you loved it from a kid?
I've never been a kid.
Have you always been a 29-year-old dad?
Well, I'm the big Aussie dad. Like, I've always been a dad.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, Ninja Turtles... I don't know why. I just love them. I love Michelangelo, Raphael, Donatello, Leonardo, Splinter.
Yeah. And pizza.
And the pizza that they eat. I don't like pizza myself, but I like watching them eat it, you know. I just watch the turtles eat the pizza and I go, hello, Ninja Turtles. Good on ya.
Don't like pizza?
No.
That's a surprise
to
me.
Too saucy. Yeah.
It seems not very...
too much sauce in it.
You should give it another go, I think.
Just like plain something, you know, bread and cheese, fine. But
yeah, I mean, that's kind of what
that's
pizza
mostly
is.
Pizza,
isn't it?
Yeah, but the sauce and then the pepperoni or whatever, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Maybe you should try like a barbecue meat lovers or something.
Like a cheese pizza.
Like a garlic base, cream base.
Cream based?
Yeah, cream based.
Do you also make
cream
pizzas?
I dabble, you know. Sometimes kind of similar to making a spell, you know.
Yeah.
Mix all the ingredients up.
Mm-hmm.
Cook them, eat them, delish.
Mm.
I'll do a spell to make you like pizza later.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give it a go. I'll give it a go.
Unfortunately, the question is not, do you like pizza? It's April O'Neil is an ally and friend to which fictional superhero team? Do you know that?
Absolutely. Ninja Turtles.
Put Ninja Turtles. Question 8. Which Asian nation is a member of the G7 political forum? Which Asian nation is a member of the G7 political forum?
I've never heard of I've heard of G6.
The G7?
Like a G6.
The like song? A G6. The great song.
Banger.
Yeah, what's, absolute I don't know banger. That
song. Don't it? Oh, it's just ridiculous and it's great. Right. G7. I don't know. That's one more than G6.
Yeah, the G7 is where Scott Morrison just was.
Wow.
Headed over to Cornwall for the G7.
Right. Okay.
With America and France and...
Yeah, was there an Asian country?
And there's an Asian country there. Do you follow politics, Big Aussie Dad?
Oh, not particularly. Mm. Just, you know, I think, you know, ScoMo, he's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't...
How good is ScoMo?
Everyone's always like, you know, the stuff I read, it seems like he's not as bad.
Yeah, in the Herald Sun.
Yeah, yeah. I'll read that and I'll read, like, that news.com or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a look sometimes and everyone's like, oh, he's
bad. Well, you know it's news because it's news.com.
Exactly. That's the official news.
Yeah.
Like, it's the official news. Yeah. And I don't understand what people are like, oh, it's read on the news. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
It's news.com is the official news.
That's where they keep
whatever
the news.
Whatever you've read, that's not official.
That's right. Because it can be tough on the internet, can't
it? Yeah, it's like it's all crap out there. I don't know what this Twitter is. I don't know. Everyone's on it and they're just going on about whatever. Who cares?
Mm. Did the G7 come up on news.com?
Yeah. It's we're good in it. We're good.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Morrison's good.
Yeah.
I reckon it's, and I actually think about this. I'm just trying to think about it. I reckon it actually is Japan.
Yeah.
Mm.
Technology. Computers. You know?
Enough said.
That's
it's like.
Pretty much nailed Japan there. Yeah. Good one.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the seven biggest, it's meant to be the seven biggest
in the world.
Really?
But, but they exclude they exclude China and Russia.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
But, all right, well, let's go with Japan.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they've got some really great innovation there. If Aussie Dad likes it. I thought he'd be a Thailand fan, personally. But
You ever been to Thailand?
Look, yeah, I mean, I haven't not been. you know, it's cheap holiday.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah. What do you get up to in Thailand?
Well, I usually just go, like, what I like is just getting a Macca's. You get there off the airport, you get a Macca's.
Uh-huh. Do they have different, the same Macca's or do they have other?
It's better Macca's, I reckon. Better Macca's. It's cheaper a bit. And then you get, like, a beer. You know, it's not
your Macca's, you can get, like, a rendang.
Yeah, I don't know about all that stuff. I just get your standard cheeseburger or whatever.
Yeah.
It's loud. It's loud out there. I'm always going, oh, this is blaring, this noise. You know, what are you going on about? But it's all right. It's all right.
You travel to Thailand? I mean, you've been everywhere.
I've been everywhere. Yeah, Thailand's nice. I see a lot of kind of Aussie dad types there. Mm-hmm. So I thought we could bond over there.
Yeah,
so
we have Well, that's the thing. We normally do the annual dad convention.
Yeah, it's in Thailand.
And you will just sort of go in there and what's the capital there that we go to? The big one, the
Phuket.
Yeah.
That's probably it. Yeah,
yeah,
and we get around and we start off with a dad chant. Like, we'll walk down the streets of Phuket and just be like, dads, 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 dad. And then last year we had over 200 million dads.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And it was pretty full on. Like at least 10 million got crushed. That was annoying.
Yeah. The running of the dads.
Yeah, the running of the dads. So many.
The annual running of the dads.
That passed away, but still.
It's actually quite scary for me because that many dads together is actually more powerful than...
Well, they sort of cast their own spells, Dad.
Yeah, it's really powerful.
Especially in Thailand. Great spells and
dangerous time to be a Bing Tang singlet.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh, many a Bing Tang got stretched
destroyed.
And ruined.
Yeah.
You know, that's the price you pay when you get the dad convention in town, that's for sure.
I'll put Japan.
Yeah.
Question 9. Emily Seebohm and Kate Campbell have qualified for their fourth Olympic Games. Name the only Australian swimmer thus far to compete at four Olympics. Name the only Australian swimmer thus far to compete at four Olympics. Japan's obviously on the mind of Cindy McDonald, who wrote this quiz today. Do you watch the Olympics?
No.
Don't like the sports?
No.
Sort of feels like the one, like every 4 years, it's sort of enough. You know, you can sort of watch 2 weeks of sports,
yep,
get it all done.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Chant. for
Chandrabir,
whoever the hero is at the time.
Yep. Remember Ryan HG exists.
Oh, 100%.
Yep. Oh.
Yeah.
How good's Ryan
funny.
HG?
Funny stuff.
Yeah. Remember the dream?
Oh, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dream.
Mm.
I like the shot put.
You like the shot put?
Yeah, I like the shot put. That's a good one. Just put it down. I like anything where someone's putting anything down. You know, just put it down. Yeah. Jason.
Put it down over there.
Put it down. They should have a dad chant it. Like, dad's like telling you to put it down. I reckon you'd do better at the shot put. Someone go, Michael, put it down.
Yes.
And that's going to help them put it right down.
The officials at the Olympics have a lot more sort of mum energy, I feel.
Yeah.
Sort of, you know,
a bit of
a
mum
clipboard
energy. And I mean, you've got to have that. You've got to have your yin and yang. You've got to have your mum and dad. You've got to have two energies. But bring more dads into the mix, you know, I think. That's what we're trying to do. That was the last topic of our dad convention.
Bring more dads into the mix.
Into the mix in general, but also at the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any Olympians ask for you to cast some spells to assist them on the...
Oh, I mean, I have a pretty strict, you know, witch patient confidentiality clause. Okay. So, I cannot say.
Yeah.
But maybe. Maybe a few.
Any Australian Olympians?
Maybe. I mean, I'm not in Australia now for no reason, you know? Trish goes where there's money.
I guess this question has become name an Aussie swimmer. You know,
realistically, like, yeah. The Thorpedo comes to mind.
Yep.
Yeah.
Surely he's done.
Phelps, maybe?
Phelps. Is he? Well, is he
a swimmer?
He's Australian.
He's an American swimmer.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yep. He's an American stoner and swimmer.
Yeah. Kieran Perkins.
Perkins.
Kieran Perkins.
Is the other one.
I used to love Kieran Perkins
because
he had sort of the same name as me. When I was growing up, I did a project on him at school.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah. Is your name pronounced Kieran? I didn't know.
It's pronounced Kyron, but he was that was the closest I had.
Yeah, okay.
See, was a Kieran.
I like him because my 10 sons are all called Kieran.
Are they?
Yeah.
I thought you said you had 2 sons.
Well, that was a lie because I sometimes get embarrassed to say, but you know what? I thought, now I'll say it. I got 10 sons. They're all called Kieran.
All Kieran after Kieran Perkins?
No, but no. I like
all after
the name.
Different Kierans.
Yeah, different Kierans of history. Kieran Perkins, one of them. Yeah, he's Kieran number 4.
Yeah.
And the others, you know, Kieran Culkin.
Yeah.
I was thinking Kieran Culkin.
You named one of your children after Kieran Culkin.
Kieran Culkin. Yeah. Well, I love this show. Yeah. Succession.
It's a great show. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
They know their way around money. That Succession group.
Wouldn't it be nice? You know?
Kieran Perkins, you reckon?
Yeah, rightio.
What do you want to put?
The Thorpedo. Kieran Perkins. Let's put him down.
I feel like, because he used to swim, he did the long swimming.
Yeah.
He did like the distance swimming.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's...
And I can say I know him very well, if you know what I mean.
You sleep with Kieran Perkins?
No.
I'll put Kieran Perkins.
Let's put Kieran Perkins.
Question 10. Who wrote the play An Ideal Husband?
Ooh.
Was that you, Big Aussie Dad?
I've never seen a play and I never will. I'm not interested in plays. Thank you. Next question.
What do you think is it takes to be an ideal husband?
Oh, probably just shush up when you... Just shush up.
Yeah.
Maybe the Ten Commandments.
You know, Ten Commandments. You need the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife maybe have her own commandments? Like, you know, leave him, get out of there, dump that shithole.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's mostly the you know, we have a sort of way of joking, and she's always like, oh, I'm going to leave you, you know. And I'm always like, bloody ask the boss, you know. And that's, and we haven't actually spoken to each other in many decades.
Yeah.
How do you communicate?
We don't. Like, I think that's probably the best thing. Everyone's always talking about communication as being the secret to a relationship. I say the opposite. Zero communication. Don't talk. Nobody wants to hear nothing about anybody. Nobody's got anything to say. Shut up.
Doesn't leave a post-it on your sleep apnea machine?
I just sit in my shed and I play my Meatloaf songs and acoustic guitar and I look at the Ten Commandments and I go, good. good.
Good. Who wrote the play An Ideal Husband? Have you seen that, Trish the Witch?
I mean, I've seen so much. They all just kind of like merged together, you know.
Well, you would have been alive for Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you go to any live Shakespeare? Did you sleep with Shakespeare?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you're not going to not sleep with Shakespeare, you know.
No, yeah.
I mean,
not
very good. Not very good, if I'm honest.
He wasn't very good. No. He was better with a pen.
Yeah.
Than a
and good with
pen 15.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, pen 15 is loosely based on Shakespeare's work. So, yeah. They don't talk about that enough.
Very loose.
Yeah, but, you know, he's all right with his hands, but otherwise, yeah, his tools not really up to scratch.
Shakespeare's got a weird dick, is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, I might say that.
He didn't write it. I don't think An Ideal Husband is a Shakespeare.
No, but it definitely sounds like something written by a man, you know?
No, yeah. The description of his life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know An Ideal Husband?
But I've never heard of the play.
No, neither.
I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I wouldn't maybe. Ben Elton is the only
Ben Elton?
Yeah.
Playwright that I know.
Yeah,
really?
Wow.
You've really entered at a strange level there. You've come in at Ben Elton. Wow.
Yeah,
there's a lot of ways to go from
Shakespeare,
there.
Shakespeare, Ben Elton.
That's, that's it.
They pretty much write them all, don't they?
I'm happy to put Ben Elton if you want to put Ben Elton.
Let's put it down.
Let's put Ben Elton. That's 10 questions. How do you feel like you did?
Woo! Easily 10.
Easily
well,
10.
Yeah,
10,
I've talked to the fates and they're saying, like, maybe aim a bit lower, you know?
I don't think you've got a single one except the Ninja Turtles. That's the only one I think. Yes, I know that one. I feel confident.
Question number one was, in relation to diamonds, what are the four C's? You said clarity, colour, carrot and cut, and they are clarity, colour, carrot and cut.
Oh,
wow.
Nice.
I mean, my domain, of course.
That actually
first one
surprised
correct.
Me.
Yeah, sorry you didn't believe in me, Aussie Dad and Dane.
Well...
Glad you didn't put colour twice. Question number two was founded in London in 1844. The YMCA was originally known by what non-abbreviated name? You said Young Men's Country Association. And it's Young Men's Christian Association.
Ooh.
Very close. Question three. What beginning with S is another name for Bigfoot? You said Sasquatch, and it's Sasquatch.
Yep, but he does
really
not
Trish,
like that name.
I really thought it was going to be Shane.
Question number four. In the process of gas turning into a liquid, is it called condensation or evaporation? You said condensation, and it's condensation.
Woo!
Thanks, Tafe.
Question number five was, who fronts the English rock band High Flying Birds? I said Noel Gallagher, and it's Noel Gallagher. Question number six was, according to the Bible, what is the opening phrase of the Ten Commandments? You said, thou shalt not kill, and it's, I am the Lord thy God.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so that's basically a listen up, bitches.
That's basically it is.
Yeah, I got to hand it to you. You're right. Same basic thing.
Yeah.
You said April O'Neil is an ally and friend to the Ninja Turtles, and that's correct.
Yep, of course it is.
In question number eight, you were asked which Asian nation is a member of the G7 political forum. You said Japan, and it's Japan.
Woo!
Wow, well done, Dane.
This is great.
Number six, if you get to the next two questions right, you'll be the top scorer.
Oh.
But Ben Elton has to have written An Ideal Husband.
I'm feeling confident.
Yet to be seen.
I mean, it's been surprising so far. Yeah, surprisingly good.
Question nine. Name the only Australian swimmer thus far to compete at four Olympics. It's not Kieran Perkins. It's Liesl Jones.
Ooh.
And unfortunately, the writer of An Ideal Husband is Oscar Wilde. But you still have 6 out of 10.
Yay.
That's pretty good.
That's all right. You know,
that's pretty much
good.
What
happy
the
with it.
Told me.
60%.
Yeah, 60% is that's good enough.
Yeah.
Is that enough to pass train school?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Honestly, they'll let you pass with 5%. As long as you haven't crushed three people in train school, you get through.
Yeah.
Great.
You know, that's it.
Yeah, you and I are a lot alike. You know, we've both crushed three people and we keep going.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here, Trish the Witch.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Is there anyone you haven't slept with in your 1,200 years?
Not really.
Not really? Is in the Melbourne comedy scene? Have you?
I don't touch comedians actually. So
gross. What is it about you don't like comedians? Don't
yeah, they're just kind of like, you know, narcissists and
yep.
bad lovers and yeah, not sexy, so sorry about it.
I don't mind that Kevin Bloody Wilson. Only when he's like, you know, I don't like all the swearing that he does.
Yeah.
But apart from that.
Have you ever seen Greg Larson, Big Aussie Dad?
Never heard of him.
He wrote a play, I think.
Well, then I don't want to hear of him. Yuck, I don't care about plays.
Well, thank you for being here, Big Aussie Dad.
Yeah, well.
And contributing Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
It's actually a surprise to me. That
yeah, well, I know about Ninja Turtles. Anyway, I got to go to the toilet.
Yeah. And Trish Switch, thank you for being here as well.
No problem.
I would recommend heading out and seeing. You say you don't want to touch them, but you don't have to touch comedians.
Yeah,
you just
I'll
sit in the crowd
yeah,
and watch.
I'll watch maybe. Yeah, I'll watch. Some.
There's a good Prue Blake is quite a good comedian.
Yeah, I hear she's excellent. So, yeah, yeah, pretty cool. Really cool opinions. So yeah, I like her.
Yeah, great. Congratulations, Dane, on 6 out of 10.
Thank you.
That's pretty good. Up the top of the ladder there.
At the top?
Well, not the top, but doing quite well.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, you'd be in the top 10 with 6.
Great.
Yeah, it's great.
That's pathetic.
Oh, well, thank you for being here, Dane Simpson. That's Wax Quizzical for this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.